The beginning was the visit to Horst Wächter in the spring of 2012, when the fourth child of Otto and Charlotte Wächter first welcomed me to his home. I crossed a disused moat and passed through the large wooden doors of Schloss Hagenburg to encounter a musty smell, the incense of burning wood that clung to Horst. We drank tea, I met his wife Jacqueline, he told me about his daughter Magdalena, his five brothers and sisters. I learned too about his mother's papers, although many years would pass before I would see them all. The visit was an accident. 18 months earlier, I travelled to the city of Lviv in Ukraine to deliver a lecture on crimes against humanity and genocide. Ostensibly, I went to visit the law faculty, but the true reason for the journey was a desire to find the house where my grandfather was born. In 1904, Leon Buchholz's city was known as Lemberg, a regional capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. I hope to fill gaps in Leon's life story, to discover what happened to his family, about which he maintained a discreet silence. I wanted to learn about his identity and mine. I found Leon's house and discovered that the origins of genocide and crimes against humanity, legal ideas invented in 1945, could be traced to the city of his birth. The journey caused me to write a book, East West Street, the story of four men. Leon, whose large family from Lemberg and its environs was obliterated in the Holocaust. Hirsch Lauterpacht and Raphael Lemkin, also from the city, two jurists who put the terms crimes against humanity and genocide into the Nuremberg trials and international law. And Hans Frank, Governor General of German-occupied Poland, who arrived in Lemberg in August 1942 and gave a speech which was followed by the extermination of the Jews of the region known as Galicia. The victims of Frank's actions, for which he was convicted and hanged at Nuremberg, were 4 million in number. They included the families of Leon, Lauterpacht, and Lemkin. In the course of the research, I came across a remarkable book by Nicholas Frank, entitled The Father, about Hans Frank. I sought out Nicholas, and one day we met on the terrace of a fine hotel near Hamburg. In the course of our conversation, knowing of my interest in Lemberg, he mentioned Otto Wächter. One of his father's deputies, Wächter served as Nazi governor in Lemberg from 1942 to 1944, and Nicholas knew one of the children, Horst. As I was interested in the city, and as it was during Wächter's time in Lemberg that Leon's family perished, Nicholas offered to make an introduction. It came with a mild warning. Unlike Nicholas, who harboured a negative view of his parent, "I'm against the death penalty except in the case of my father," he said within an hour of meeting. Horst embraced a more positive view of his father. "But you will like him," Nicholas said with a smile. Horst responded positively to the introduction. I flew from London to Vienna, rented a car, headed north across the River Danube, past vineyards and hills, to the tiny ancient village of Hagenburg. "I'll dance with you in Vienna," the radio sang. "I'll bury my soul in a scrapbook." During the journey, I felt a sense of anxiety, as Otto Wächter most likely played a role in the fate of Leon's relatives in and around Lemberg, all but one of whom perished during his rule. His name seemed to have been airbrushed out of the historical narrative for that period. I gleaned that he was Austrian, a husband and a father, a lawyer and a senior Nazi. In 1934, he was involved in the assassination of the Austrian Chancellor, Engelbert Dollfuss. After the Nazis arrived in Austria in March 1938, following the Anschluss, he had a senior position in the new government in Vienna, where my grandparents lived. Later, he was appointed governor of Nazi-occupied Krakow, and then, in 1942, governor of Lemberg. After the war, he disappeared off the face of the earth. I wanted to know what happened to him, whether justice was done. For that, I would leave no stone unturned. And so the journey began.